Get ready to power start your day with wealth, lifestyle, and leadership coach, Nicola Smith Jackson. Tune in each Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern for your daily dose of motivation and business education to help you build big business and be successful. And now, here's Nicola.
Good morning, family, and welcome to Power Start Your Day. This is Nicola Smith Jackson, your Power Mentor, and we're going to reawaken your spirit this morning, resuscitate your passion, renew your mind so you can recommit to the plan that God has for you, and that's for you to build a big business. And I, along with special guests from Time to Time, we're coaching you Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you have not done this already, go ahead and share this call with other people. Then dial in the 602-753-1848 or listen online with their smart device, iPad, tablet, PC, or Mac at blogtalkradio.com/successwithNicola. We are here in this series, Growing Up to Go Up. It's time to prepare for your next level. You know, we got a lot to cover on today, because today we're going to be discussing that rank advancement or title advancement in your company is not the synonym for leadership development. You're going to need to take some notes on today. I'm sure you are, because this is something in our industry that is misconstrued often. And I am extremely grateful and honored and humbled to have been and sit under the leadership training that I have, and not necessarily only network marketing leadership training, because most people in the network marketing industry, they are trained from a leader on how to get your team to duplicate, but not exactly all the things that a team leader should train for duplication. You know, here at Power Start Your Day, we are preparing you to do big business, because you never know when your business is going to explode. We're not saying that, you know, immediately you're going to be a big time leader in the industry, but want you to grow into your leadership position so that when you get there, the other things that come along with it, you know, not only do you get more notoriety and things like that, but at the higher level, you're held at a higher level of responsibility, not just for your people producing, but also the attitude, the community, the things that you contribute to in your organization as a whole. This is a big one, guys. This is a big one. We definitely got to go to the Lord for this, because, you know, the Holy Spirit gives us some very powerful tools, and one of those is the fruit of the Spirit. And in this standpoint, as a leader, you're going to need those. You're going to need those, and you are going to have to show up. You got to show up. We got to go to the Lord, because we're going to describe what is a leader and what are they supposed to do, and what do they do in particular situations. We always talk about the good, but this is why most people are afraid to grow big businesses, because they're never prepared for the bad or the ugly. You got it? I'm excited. I can't give it all to you. We're going to give what we can on today. I can't give it all to you, because I've been in leadership training for many, many years, starting from my household where I grew up in, but then now in specifics of dealing with people, challenges, and situations. Don't you think that people that go into really, really high positions, not just in your company, you don't know where God is leading you. This may just be a landing strip for you called your network marketing company. You don't know where God is taking you. So this preparation, I believe that everyone needs, even if you want to just be an entrepreneur. So Father God, we come before you. We honor you on this day, for this is the day that you've made, and we are so glad and glorious that we have the opportunity to be here in the land of the living. But we know, dear Lord, that you've called us according to a higher purpose. You have no respect of person. So you left us basic instructions before leaving this earth that everyone who desires have the opportunity for massive growth. You said you give us all of these blessings according to our faith. Faith requires obedience. Faith requires good courage. Faith requires work. Dear Lord, as we allow your Holy Spirit to take full reign here at Power Start Your Day, let our minds and our hearts be open to what you would have to say to us on this day. You said wherever that we are weak, you are strong. We'll allow your Holy Spirit in and let him do his work. Whatever we don't know, he knows. Whatever we can't do by ourselves, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. We're thanking you right now that we are illuminated with your Holy Spirit, with the power and the glory, and we are ready to move forward. Everyone under the sound of my voice, be on one accord at full attention to what you'd have to say on this day. Having them to understand that their discernment of leadership determines how far they go and how big they grow in this network marketing industry. In the name of your son, Jesus Christ, we pray and seal this prayer. Amen. If you want to come in on the queue early, we can take a few callers on today. You guys know that we are on like an impromptu vacation. It wasn't kind of impromptu. My desire has been to come to our favorite resort, and of course, you know, I wanted to wait until Caden got out of school because they go to a homeschool group, but I just spoke with, you know, his leader at the thing, said, hey, I really want to go. I didn't want to leave my baby. That's one of the beauties of network marketing. That was part of my dream. I tell people a lot of times that my dream to be in the network marketing, it was just that I can be home when my kids woke up and be home when they came out of school. And you know, and even the thing of being able to take them with us and not have to worry about things like money and things like that. But other thing is, I wanted them to be able to see what success was day to day. You know, most of us, we never were able to go to work with our parents. And so we really didn't understand what the world really was about. I had the pleasure of being able to be my mother's assistant. And when she first went into entrepreneurship as a salon owner, I was one that was able to be, I was the assistant, I was the shampoo assistant, the towel girl, plenty of times the cleanup girl, I was the person who answered the phone, I was a receptionist. When she had the nail tech, she taught me, she said, hey, you want to learn what's going on around there, because my mom was a managerial position when she was in corporate America, and she always was a proponent of learn different facets of the jobs around you, so that in any instance, your operation don't have to come to a halt, that if something happens, you're still able to do certain things, because that is what leaders do. And so in that standpoint, you want to come full circle in your leadership skills and skill sets. And we want you to know on today, as we begin to discuss this, and this is why I'm talking about this right now, is because we keep saying it over and over. As you're growing up, you can't keep operating off of yesterday's mindset and skill set and even yesterday's courage. You're probably one of those leaders or one of the people that, and you know, in your household, when things happen, you were always one just standing to the side, hoping that everything was going to work, but you never rolled up your sleeve and made sure that everything worked out. In this industry, you want to definitely make sure that you're in it to win it all the way, never being too big to grow, and understanding that, yeah, the promotion and the demotion comes from God, but also the wisdom to deal with every situation if you ask. Some people react before they ask. Some people react before they ask. But if you ask, for the wisdom of the Holy Spirit, and you are a born-again believer, he's not going to leave nor forsake you. And so this is what I want us to do right here. I need you to understand that your business partners, when you start rank advancing, it's not the same thing as leadership development. You start rank advancing, now your team is expecting you to stand in the gap for them, but it's always a way that you do it. I want to talk to you about this right here. I want to talk to you about this because some people are missing the miracles of growth in certain opportunities. You know, the first thing I want us to know is always stay in a place where we can grow. You always got to reflect. You always got to say, you know what? I'm willing to listen. This is one of the biggest skills that leaders need to have is listen. Sometimes, even if we're on the call or even if you're in a meeting or even if you're in a midst, when you're always saying you missed it, I didn't know, and what have you, that is not leadership. When there are certain summons that can affect your business or can affect the atmosphere of growth, this is what a leader does. They create and protect atmospheres for growth. So if you're a leader that all the time you're always saying you didn't know what was going on and you're thinking like, okay, that I'm Wes, I'm not in that mess, and you're a leader, that is not accurate, because things can happen that can affect your business and you wake up one day and something is done and you will have no answers as a leader for your team. We're talking about leadership development here. We're not talking about rank advancement. When things are going on, let me tell you something. In my prior company, I was that leader that professionally was able to bring some solutions to our company. I was that leader that not only created atmospheres for people to get training and things like that, but I protected it in the standpoint of even certain things. Protecting an atmosphere is even giving information prior to the leadership level. You must know the difference. You must be able to discern the difference. These are things that people don't talk about. They think that this is free enterprise, that is certain things that may happen in a company, that that's the conversations to have, when those are the conversations that can break your business down. Leaders are always building, never tearing down. And they're intentional about this. They're intentional. Sometimes people will cross over relationships. They may think, okay, this is my buddy, but then now this is my business partner. This is my buddy, my business partner. They don't know how to sever the differences. This is my buddy, business partner. And then, like, even if someone not is not my buddy anymore, then they forget the business partner stuff, that we are creating atmospheres for growth. Leaders are responsible for that at all times because everything rises and falls on leadership. We have to become the leaders that we would follow. If you were to write your check mark, it's not only about are they able to do more business, it's about how they handle business. It's extremely important. We do have a scripture for today, and it's Matthew 7 and 12. And it says, so whatever you wish that others would do to you, do also to them, for this is the law of the prophets. But this also sounds like the second commandment. This also sounds like pretty much do your neighbor as you will have your neighbor do to you. This is a leadership skill that must be mastered. Even in the worst situation, think about how you handle challenges. People handle good, all great. You get in your pen, you're able to stand on stage, you get promoted, you get a different seat at events. That's not the same as leadership development. When you have even leaders that are even in events and they're not at full attention at what's going on, it does not matter who's going on the stage. More than likely, there's more people behind you than in front of you, and they can see your interaction. They can see your body language. They can see all these things. Are you in it to win it, Or are you now, when you get to a certain level, you just in the room, you've arrived, so that therefore you don't have to pay attention. You don't have to be in attendance. You don't have to be. Listen, guys, be the leader that you want to follow. I want you to know that as a leader, the training must first come out in personal development along with the professional skills simultaneously. Development and simultaneous skills, when they're married properly, you'll develop into an amazing leader. I want you to understand that talent does not guarantee mastery, and rank advancement is not equal to a developed leader. And so you want to start developing now, where no matter what you ever do in your business, you can ask yourself these two things. Tearing down, am I helping or am I hurting? Am I building or am I tearing down? What frequency am I operating in with my leadership? Am I helping or am I hurting? Without the proper training, you may not know the difference. Without the proper training, you may not know the difference. You know, Dr. Miles Monroe talked about, he said it over and over, and you guys hear me say it all over and over. Leaders create an atmosphere for people to grow, for other people to grow, not just for you to grow and shine, but for other people to grow. And so, with that being said, if you're creating the atmosphere for other people to grow, that's a verb word. You must be on the side of contribution. Major contribution. And so what I want us to talk about here is there's some things that leaders would need to know. You've got to be prepared and be preparing yourself in case the leader that you depend on now is no longer there. You see, Dr. Miles Monroe, his last book was called Passing It On. And what he did is he prepared all of his mentees for the day that he wasn't there. Would we stand up for what we believe in that will help other people to grow if he wasn't there? What would you do? What would you do? This is the reason why independence is the greatest gift that anyone could give you. What would you do? What would you say? How would you handle challenges? What would happen if someone else wasn't always going the front line for you? Where would you be? Are you there on the front line with your leaders to make sure that the atmosphere is proper for other people to grow? This is interesting here. One of the skills that is extremely important, not only in your prospecting and recruiting, but also in leadership development, is listening. Paying very close attention to what's said and done around you and taking note as to, is this leadership? Is this building, tearing down, helping, or hurting? Now, if your responsibility is to create an atmosphere for growth, creating atmosphere for growth will always require correction but not necessarily criticism. Big difference. These are words that we merge together and we may be looking at solutions. I can tell you this, a leader, you will not ever have to tell a leader, how should we dress? How should we behave? How should we personify ourselves in the midst of other leaders? How should we? Leadership development is extremely important. As a matter of fact, we have a big event coming up, and the leaders, you want to become a VP if you can time, because we're going to do a vice president university. This is where we start sharing. I'm start sharing the leadership. People see me. They see the things I do. They see the things that I, how I handle challenges, what have you. But where does that come from? You don't just wake up becoming a leader. You don't just wake up. This is something that you must be trained and developed. You got to listen and be clear on what's happening around you. When something big is going on, you should always grab your notepad so you are ready for positive contribution. When you are in leadership development, you must also stay in coaching. Stay in coaching. Don't you ever think that you have more than enough information to handle other people's lives? Do you guys realize that once you become a leader, you are impacting not only your business partners, but the lives of their families? Extremely important. This must be handled with care. This is the reason why true leaders don't involve themselves in anything that tear down, because you will be responsible, and especially when you're talking about us, when we're doing kingdom building, God is all in the midst, and he will know if you know better and you're not doing better. He will know, and you will know. I can tell you the other thing is that you want to also over-communicate. Be extremely clear as to your expectations amongst other leaders. The leaders that are in your circle, the leaders that God is giving you, I would say, stewardship over. Leaders are stewards. You are pretty much almost like shepherds. We're not talking about your their pastor, what have you. But the example that you set is critical to the atmosphere in our businesses. You don't get to just grow up and title and check and not grow up in all of the other areas. This is the reason why in some areas I ask, hey, when you don't know, you ask God for the discernment of how do you do things. And the Holy Spirit now will illuminate you with the fruit of the Spirit, and you'll know how to operate in certain things. You need to over-communicate. You should be knowing. If you're always the one that got to ask somebody what happened, what happened, what happened, you are needed to brush up your leadership skills. What you also want to do is share the credit. Give edification. Edify. We talk about edification being the language of our industry, edifying your company, edifying other leaders, edifying your products and services, edifying your community. Last night, we had a dynamic training where we had two leaders, 75 years combined in the network marketing industry. You can't tell me they have not seen everything. It was very clear on even now when people are told that their network marketing company is a pyramid. He was down there in the beginning where, you know, pyramiders is what they were called, right? In the beginning, Larry Thompson and Taylor Thompson. And it was just an amazing emotional shift. I knew we were on the right track with making sure that our communities, where people are supposed to grow, your atmosphere and your companies are supposed to be that of inclusivity. It's supposed to be that of respect. It's supposed to be that of honor. It's supposed to be that of where people are trying to have an escape from the everyday world, come into your community, and now they have a safe haven of leaders who know what to do, how to act to protect and create the atmosphere for other people to grow. It was a major shift. It just rised up something on the inside of me. It was like I started hearing Dr. Monroe's voice all over again. In certain situations, I'll start hearing his voice and laying out what he told me I was supposed to do. He said, you're going to be known for success. You will be known for making people successful. And I already know he didn't have to tell me that that would be only in business. He knew that success first starts with the kingdom. That's all we discussed. It first starts with the likeness and the image of the Almighty God. And we know that meek don't mean weak. We know that that does not mean that you just sit on a sideline and hope everybody else is going to fix it for you. We have to be awake and stand guard as leaders and stand together to create an atmosphere for big legacies to be created, for people to leave an inheritance for their children's children. That is what this is about. So even how and what we communicate to our leaders makes a big difference. The mindset, even when we start talking about the mindset of even investment in themselves so that they can go to the next level, you need to know that this thing should not be micromanaged. Once you are in leadership development, you have to let the, you know, like the chain letter. It needs to be positive chain letters going down through your organization, the positive chain letters, not the chain letters that you ignore, not the chain letters you say, don't send me this message no more. We're talking about positive enforcement of what does it really take to get to the top. I will never discourage you from doing what I did to have the success that I have. It came from investment of time, energy, and money. I'm okay for you to go to the same school I did, the school of hard knocks. I'm okay for you to go to the same school I did, the school of sacrifice. I'm okay for you to go to the same school I did, the school of being positively corrected. I'm okay for you to go to the school I did to know how to stand in the face of fear and danger and be courageous to know that you're not just doing this for yourself anymore. You're doing this for people you didn't even meet before. You as a leader, you, let's open up the call. You as a leader are supposed to be in it to create atmospheres for other people to grow. You're on the sideline, arms folded. You go to events, you're never the one assisting. You go to events, you're never the one breaking down. You go to the events, all it is about is showing up to look great. All it is about is to what didn't go wrong, what didn't go right. Everything that went wrong. Leadership. Let's open it up. Good morning, guys. 405, last 4, 9998. Good morning, family. Okay, back up. That person there, they're back up. Their background is a little loud. 443, last 9353. Good morning.
Good morning, Nicola. It's Rochelle. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Rochelle. How you doing?
I am doing wonderful. You know, when you said that this particular call was about leadership, I knew that I had to come into the queue because 2018, for me, has specifically been the year that I have designated for leadership training for me. You know, I have always been a leader, you know, just in terms of, you know, my family, my peers, and as I move throughout the world. But what I realized is, even though I have been in network marketing for many, many years, I've never really, I think, taken the bull by the horns in terms of my leadership in this particular profession. And as I begin to move through and I began to just kind of really immerse myself in what we have here, you know, as a team, fortunately, I'm lucky enough to be a part of your team. I have, you know, begin to see where I have been lacking in terms of leadership. And so I decided at the beginning of this year that this was going to be the year for me to really, I guess I should say, start the process of mastering leadership. And every single, I have several events on my calendar, you know, for this year. Some of them I've already gone to that I'm specifically there for the leadership aspect of those events. I don't know if people realize, but when you go to events, you get to choose what you want to get out of those events. You don't have to just go and just say, I'm just here, I don't know what direction I'm going in. No, I'm choosing what aspect, what last event, and leadership just so happens to be the aspect that I'm looking for in 2018. And I have like a page and a half of notes just on what you were just talking about, have gotten some really, really good pointers. And I just want to say that I'm extremely grateful for your leadership, for the training that you give to us on a daily basis. I mean, who does that, right? Not a weekly basis, not a monthly basis, not a quarterly basis, but a leader like yourself giving us this training on a daily basis. And every single day that I listen to you speak, whether it's a personal private conversation, whether it is something like this platform, Power Start Your Day, whether it's something that's, you know, just team inclusive, whatever it is, I'm looking at your leadership as the example for who I want to be for my team, my family, my friends, my community. And what I know, and the way that I know that I'm on the right track, is my husband looked at me a couple of days ago and he complimented me on my attitude. And he said, you have become a better person since you have been with this company. And that lets me know that I am on the right track in terms of my leadership, in terms of who I am becoming. And then knowing, feeling the care and the love that I have for my team and the people around me is like a total shift for me. Previously, I haven't been the person that has really, not to sound brash, but really cared. And now seeing that change in my heart lets me see that I am just totally on the right track. And I'm just extremely grateful for the leadership that you provide, for the person that you are, because you are setting the example for me in my life. So I want to thank you, and I just wanted to come in and share that today. So thanks a lot.
Thank you so much, Rochelle. You know, people don't even realize, and I know they've heard us say, you know, you guys have had immense success, even in the industry outside of network marketing. And when you can admit and say, you know what, these are some areas I was lacking, that's the first place to admit is most people believe that it's synonymous, that the rank advancement and the leadership are one in the same. And being okay to say, you know what, this is the area that I would need to grow into. This is the area, like for me, I had to grow into everything doesn't warrant a response. That's the area, like, okay, every question does not warrant an answer, especially if the answer is not going to create an atmosphere for people to grow. When you do a stop point and say, when I answer, when I do this, or when I say this, or when I, whatever, is this going to create an atmosphere for other people to grow, or is this going to disrupt the atmosphere? Leaders are responsible for the atmosphere and the creation of growth of an atmosphere. Leaders are responsible. 718-4177. Good morning.
Good morning, Nicola. It's Barbara in New York. How are you this morning?
Barbara. How are you? I'm doing amazing. It looks like the sun.
I know you are.
Good morning.
That was a gorgeous view this morning. Well, I have to echo what Rochelle was saying, first of all, to just thank you so much for your leadership, because you are one of the most generous, amazing leaders I've ever known. And you bring us with you. You know, there are leaders out there that, you know, want to be revered and respected and but you're kind of always in this mystery of, well, how did they do that? How did they get there? How is it that they were able to rise where they are? But they're not telling you how to do that, you know? They're not getting on in a meeting with you or sending you an email or inviting you to a conference to learn how to do that necessarily. This industry, more than any other industry, and I've been in corporate America and Fortune 500 companies, does that. It actually embraces that, and it embraces building the community of leaders, the community of success, the community of caring. And one of the things I try to do, because I've been around a couple of decades and I've learned a lot of things that don't work. And one of the things, well, that you've brought to me is the relationship, and I've said this a million times, with God and the Holy Spirit. And so you're my mentor, my coach, and you're my spiritual advisor. And I never had a spiritual advisor. So it just has rocked my world. It has changed the way I do things. And, oh, my God, that's my robotic vacuum going off in the back. Sorry about that. Anyway, and what I wanted to say is that what I've learned from you in this past year is to stop, take a moment, and ask, how should I handle this? What should I say? Come from love. Mm-hmm. Don't judge. Don't take it personally. Just take a moment, take a beat. Take a beat. So it's becoming a habit. It's a great habit because now no matter what's coming at me, I can take a beat and hopefully with grace be able to move forward and do it in a way that no matter what the situation is, that nurtures people. Because even if it's someone who's being negative and maybe a little belligerent and maybe not so nice, you still want to nurture them. I never want to go to that level. I always want to bring them to my level if I can. And if I can't, I still put it out there. Because I believe that if we continue to put it out there and continue to ask for that guidance, we will start meeting people. Our community will grow with people like that. And
There we go.
And that's
powerful.
That's what you brought to me. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Nicola. Love you.
You're so welcome. Love you too, Barbara. Listen, guys, meek don't mean weak. Self-control, emotional intelligence don't mean weak. That actually means strength. When a person in a moment's notice know the proper reaction, there's power in that. There's power in that. There's power in that. We're going to take one more call here, and then we're going to close out. It's 678 last 43393. A few more people in the queue. We got to take this last caller. They have to. We'd love to hear from you. Good evening. Good morning. I'm sorry. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Nicola. It's Miko. How are you?
Hey, Miko, good morning.
Good morning. I really, you know, I love sitting and I love listening. And, you know, you and I have been on a journey. But one thing that I wanted to share on this morning is definitely relationships. I love the fact that when we are out here working as a community, working together for one goal, it really achieves way more.
That's right.
you said something very powerful just recently, and, you know, just because people are quiet and maybe a little reserved when it comes to certain things and how we, you know, reply to things. And, you know my background, and one of the things that I'm all about is positive energy, synergy, helping other people. You've supported that from the beginning. You saw in me things that I didn't see in me, and I consider myself to be very powerful in my previous life, very powerful. And I humbled myself, just as many have, to come and to learn, not only learn, but learn from the best. I, you know, definitely right on the heels of Hazel and Miss Barbara and saying, Miss Hazel and Miss Barbara saying, you know, we really value your leadership, and your leadership has really guided many thousands, gosh, tens of thousands, God, by the, you know, we can go into the hundreds of thousands. And I love the fact that the ones that really are the true leaders will follow, and they will follow the lead. We're not here to break stride. We're not here to, you know, get off track. And a lot of us know our lane. You know, you mentioned early on how, you know, we come and we volunteer, we step in, we do what we need to do to make sure that this train is running nice and smooth. And the ones that want to get on will get on, and the ones that do not will get off. And I understand that frustration's out here, and I love that you brought a lot of perseverance. I mean, I always try to tell you that I try to put it in words, and the love that I have for not just what you do, but what you bring to. I have learned from some of the best, and you and I have a very powerful common training, and, you know, together that brought us together, that, you know, we recognized early on. And from that, let me tell you, the things that I've learned, you know, from just the best. And I've been under some great CEOs and CFOs in my time. And let me tell you, I will ride with you any and everywhere till the wheels fall off, till the train won't run no more. And it really is because that in you saw something bigger than a paycheck. You saw in individuals that we can have the things that others just dream of. And to share just a tiny bit of that, I manifested this. I manifested this into this life. I spoke affirmation after affirmation after affirmation after my divorce, after my move to Georgia. And although it took 2.5, almost 3 years to bring you into my life, 2.5, 3 years later, I will not change one thing about it.
Wow. This means so much, you know, because when you hear leaders who are coming out of their shell, right? Miko is, people don't know the background, Miko, and, you know, your background is Asian, your mom, Japanese, and because there is a huge connection in the standpoint that I ended up with a lot of leadership training out of Asian principles. And out of those who are, and even Rochelle and Ahmed Hazel, they own a martial arts school. So they understand the whole piece of the self-control. Power really comes even into self-control, where you could actually be in probably the most deepest situations and still remain calm, still remain, keep the passion and the purpose first. Still make sure that it's the atmosphere for people to grow. It takes a lot of strength, but more importantly, knowing when it is that you do speak up. Some people feel like, you know, if I speak up, I don't want to ruffle feathers, but leaders have to also be advocators. They also must advocate that atmosphere. They must also shift that atmosphere. You know, when things are going in the opposite direction, that leaders must know how to do it with even respect to shift the atmosphere back into that positivity, back into a place where we're back on track. And, you know, and with Miko even being able to speak up, because in her culture, speaking up, it's like, no, you hold it in. You don't say it, you know, seen, not heard. We've been there too. Very similar in some of our cultures. But knowing when it's saying no, this is going to be a detriment to our creation of an atmosphere for other people to grow, I'm gonna speak up. I'm gonna say, because we want to keep this healthy atmosphere. Very important, guys. That's all I can tell you. Very important when you're hearing the growth and people knowing and managing that, knowing how to do that. These are all leadership skills. And I'm gonna tell you something, leadership development, it takes time. You won't just get there immediately, but you must be introduced to it. You must be exposed to it. And then you have to immerse yourself in those environments that initiate or curate these skills. And so I love you to the moon and back to Miko. Thank you guys so much. This has been a powerful call. We know leadership calls. You can't only just go the 30 minutes, shut it off. Because this is a very, I would say, understated and probably underdeveloped area of our industry. And so, but this is where it all began for me. And so I'm very honored to be able to share this information. So, so blessed to be with you guys on today. Let's go out there and make it happen. Let's go lead. Take care.